Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today I'm with Subin Raghunatham, Director of Product Management of x86 Servers at Oracle. Welcome, Subin.
Thank you.
So, Subin, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Oracle and how it fits into Oracle's strategy for the data center?
I, as you mentioned, I'm the product management director for our x86 line of systems, and we have two distinct lines, if I may use that word, of distinction between our engineered systems that are based off servers that are using Intel technology to build our x86 servers. And these are the most reliable and the highest performing systems in the world. And we believe that that is the most differentiated way for us to deliver x86 technology to our customers in the form of pre-integrated, engineered very deeply along with Oracle software. And that forms one of the product lines that my team and I support. And of course, all of these engineered systems are built using standalone industry standard form factor servers, which are 2-socket, 4-socket, and 8-socket servers, all based off of the Intel Xeon processor E5 family of CPUs, as well as the Intel Xeon E7 family of CPUs. And we make those systems available as best-of-breed components to our customers who would like to stand up their own solutions. So my team and I product manage both these classes of systems.
Subin, you and I have talked before about the collaboration between Intel and Oracle on delivery of platform technologies and, you know, the extensive collaboration between our companies, both from a hardware and a software perspective on optimization of solutions. What kind of synergy has been driven in the solutions that are the topic today of the new Oracle platforms?
I am continuing to be absolutely baffled and marveled and absolutely excited about the partnership and where we are going between Intel and Oracle. With every new generation, we are partnering deeper and deeper between the two companies at an engineering level. As I think many people are aware, when we released the prior generation of the Sun Server X4-4 and X4-8, both using the E7-8800 family of processors, there was a very deep level processor level engagement that went on between Oracle and Intel. We are continuing to make strides on that front, and what we are going to be seeing here with this next generation of systems that are based on Intel Xeon processor E5-2600 V3 family is a much deeper integration of flash technologies that Oracle and Intel have jointly worked with. And the integration of these flash technologies are not just being able to create a server platform into which one can embed flash, but take it to much deeper levels into Oracle database, into our own operating systems, and how our customers can benefit greatly either from increased reliability, significantly increased performance, as well as scalability of the entire solution, which is really a fruition of the partnership that exists between Intel and Oracle. And I'm really excited to see it blossom into much deeper levels between the two companies.
Now, I've heard a lot about the Oracle database in memory. Can you talk a little bit about that and say why this is important in terms of improved performance?
Oracle Database 12c with the in-memory option is really a game changer in the industry. The way we are looking at Oracle Database 12c, A, from a perspective of the cloud, and B, from a perspective of customers who want to deploy Oracle Database in a virtualized environment, the traditional practice has been that you take up a physical server, you instantiate multiple virtual machines on that physical server, and each one of these virtual machines has that specific instance of Oracle database that might be running. So let's just say on a given physical server, you might have 5, 6, 7, or 8 virtual machines and 5, 6, 7, or 8 individual instances of Oracle database. There are two inherent problems with this method of trying to consolidate different database instances onto a single physical server. The first problem is one of the overhead that needs to be sustained because of building in the virtualization at the hypervisor level. So what happens is while you might have multiple instances of Oracle database, none of these individual instances are operating at their highest potential when you were to compare that same instance operating on an operating system which was running on a bare metal server. That's one aspect of the problem. The second aspect of the problem is one of security, where now the security of the different instances of these databases is the onus of the hypervisor to ensure that data contamination between these different virtual machines, whether they happen to be different database instances that come from a single enterprise or it's a multi-tenant cloud instantiation, it is extremely difficult for the hypervisor to lay down very strict security guidelines and firewalls between these various instances. What Oracle Database 12c does is it pulls this virtualization layer into the Oracle database itself, so the 12c database acts like a physical large container inside which you can have multiple instances of these databases. And then when combined with the in-memory option, it allows you to access the physical memory of the server unhindered through the virtualization overhead that might be present due to the presence of a hypervisor, and significantly speed up query processing for these databases, which is extremely important for our customers who are looking at low latency trading or a number of other applications in which every millisecond lost in a transaction is a millisecond that's lost in terms of generating revenue from the solution. So it's very, very critical, and we see the in-memory option as a huge game changer for the enterprise and specifically for Oracle Database 12c customers.
When you take a look at this, does this replace scale-out memory, or is it a solution that augments scale-out solutions?
That's an excellent question, Allison, and it's a very difficult question to answer in a short time frame, but I'll give it my best shot here. With the number of cores that are being packed into the servers and the two-socket CPUs today, the two-socket servers are always the workhorse of scale-out computing. And combined with those, the large number of CPU cores, I think it is safe to say that memory technologies didn't quite keep up. And, you know, for a while, we've had 8 gigabyte and 16 gigabyte and 32 gigabyte DIMMs that have been the mainstay of the memory side of the footprint. Now, of course, with the Intel E5-2600 V3, we have 18-core CPUs, so it's very easy to build a 36-core system. And combined with the DDR4 technology, which is being introduced, I think the pendulum continues to swing between scale-out and scale-up. Mm-hmm. And with, I would say, a relatively vast amount of memory that's available in a two-socket server today, with the E5-2600 V3 technologies, I think we should have a large number of customers who have databases that are in the 512 gigabyte range who would benefit very greatly from having the in-memory option. Now, of course, once you go beyond that half terabyte size of the database, it probably is better for you to go into a 4-socket or an 8-socket system using the E7-8800 line of platforms to deploy Oracle Database 12c with an in-memory option.
When you take a look at the platforms that you've delivered, what has early customer response been to these new capabilities? And are there particular areas that you think will really shine in terms of a step function increase in capability for either a given workload or a given vertical?
So the excitement in terms of our customers of the overall performance gain that they have already seen without much of fine-tuning is pretty amazing. Many of them have actually recompiled their source code to take advantage of the new AVX 2.0 processing that's available with the E5-2600 V3 and are reaping the benefits of the faster vector processing that comes with these CPUs. As far as our systems and our customers are concerned, the greatest benefit for them, of course, is going to come when they deploy Oracle software on top of Oracle hardware, and whether the definition of Oracle software starts with just the operating system between Oracle Solaris and Oracle Linux, or expands beyond that into Oracle Database, Fusion Middleware, and then applications. Customers are seeing the benefit of the fact that Oracle continues to engineer our Xeon-based servers specifically for the enterprise, and in the enterprise, very specifically for Oracle software. All of these enhancements in engineering basically allow customers to reap higher levels of reliability, higher levels of availability, higher levels of serviceability and performance when they are running a unified stack where Oracle has taken care of making sure that the interfaces between the CPU, the BIOS that's resident in the system, as well as the system management stack, the operating system, and so on, have all been very, very tightly integrated. And of course, all of that tight integration would not have been possible without the engineer-to-engineer collaboration that happens between Oracle and Intel at almost every level on our stack. So customers have already been, pretty excited to deploy their applications and their enterprise mission-critical applications on Oracle servers, and they are, looking forward to getting the full-blown availability of these systems from Oracle.
Saban, it's been a pleasure interviewing you today. Can you point the audience to information about your platforms and where they can go to talk to an Oracle representative about potential evaluation?
Sure. Please go to oracle.com/US/products/servers, and we have a link to the x86 systems, and customers will see references to our new platforms that will be released very soon using the Intel Xeon E5-2600 V3 family of CPUs. Thank you, Allison. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
Always a pleasure. We hope to have you back on the show again soon.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.